Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who has received so much recognition for his work on behalf of small business that he had to get a bigger mantle for his awards and a wider door for his head.
You have reached the transmitting signal for the big giant head. All big giant circuits are busy right now. Please stay on the line.
Mr. Humble, Jim Blasingame.
That's what they call me around here, Mr. Humbo, at your service. Welcome back. 34 after the hour. It's the 4th of July, broadcasting live on Independence Day in America. Wherever you are, if you're listening to us on the radio or the internet, anywhere around the world, if you're an American, happy 4th of July. If you like America, if you care about what America stands for, happy 4th of July. And we're glad you're here. We got one of our great brain trust members, one of our original founding members, who's been with us now for more than 16 years, Bert Folsom. Dr. Burton W. Folsom is our guest. He's the author of a number of books, including New Deal or Raw Deal, and including one he authored with his co-authored with his wife Anita, FDR Goes to War, the follow-up to that, the first book. And he's a professor of history at Hillsdale College. He's our good friend, Bert Folsom. Welcome back to the show.
Well, Jim, good to be with you. Good to be with Mr. Humble again.
Yeah, exactly. You know Mr. Humble well, don't you?
I'll tell you, so when you write a book, you can't be too humble. You have to believe I have something to say, and people need to hear it.
That's exactly right. You know, I was in an office out of town the other day, and a guy that I have only recently gotten to know, he was in that office, and he said something about looking forward to getting his book and getting me to sign it. And I said, you don't have my book yet? He said, no. And I said, and I got up to go get one out of my case and my briefcase. And he said, you've got one? I said, you don't know narcissistic authors, do you? Of course I have one of my books with me.
We always happen to have one handy.
To have one handy. That's exactly right. Okay, Bert, so it's the 4th of July.
Right.
Today is the day that today isn't the day that it was voted on. It was actually voted on, independence was voted on the 2nd of July, but the document was made ready, and the first signature, which was not John Hancock, I think, or may have been, but it was smaller, the smaller signature. The first two or three signatures were on the 4th of July. But even that wasn't the day.
And then others signed later.
And then, right. and they re-signed. The majority of them signed like in August, 1st of August or something like that. So, but the 4th of July is a big deal. John Adams thought it was going to be the 2nd of July.
Yeah, right.
He wrote that to Abigail.
Could have been the 1st, or we'd have had Canada Day, right?
Right, exactly. Which we just talked to our Canadian friend there. Exactly.
And so a century later.
Yeah. So the 4th of July, Independence Day in America. What does it mean to you, Bert?
Well, I think it's a symbol of liberty. It's a symbol that we made a commitment to a set of ideas. Nations are rarely founded on ideas. Nations are founded because of geographic coincidence, because of important people who conquered territory, mm-hmm. this kind of thing. Here is a nation that made a conscious commitment to a set of ideas.
It was an experiment, an unprecedented experiment, wasn't it?
Right. Never had happened before. We hear about people breaking off and starting new nations and this kind of thing. But that was very unusual. Colonies were colonies, and the European powers were the European powers, and this was something that hadn't been done before. Mm-hmm. And the other thing that's fantastic is that this commitment required it would eventually require, and they knew it when they signed it, that people would the people who would successfully prevail in the war would not then usurp power and become kings themselves.
Mm-hmm. Sans kings. That was the big part. No dominant church and no kings. Ralph Waldo Emerson, in his book, The Fortune of the Republic, wrote, "We began with freedom."
Yes.
In my opinion, that was the nucleus, the headwater of this experiment, we began with freedom. What do you think?
Yeah. The U.S. and Adam and Eve are about the only groups that began with freedom.
I'm not sure that's a good analogy. That's that may be an unfortunate analogy there.
It may be, because we seem to have lasted longer with our freedom than the first group, but we're in a certain amount of peril. But
we began with freedom, and I have been doing some writing over the years on the difference between freedom and liberty. And when we come back after these messages, I'd like to get Bert to talk to us about that. I'm going to let him think about that for a couple of minutes. We talk about freedom, fighting for our freedoms, celebrating our freedoms, celebrating independence, but what about liberty? That's another word. What does it mean? How different is it? We'll do that after these messages. Happy 4th of July, America. 20 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.